We continue three lines down from the top on Lamed Beis Omed Beis. We were discussing the Oros Levuvin, whether that was that it was Asur Bahana and what exactly it needs to look like. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel argued with the Tanakhama and said, "Bisman she'akera shelo ugl asur mashabotar." It depends on the style of the cut. If the cut was circular, it would be prohibited. If it was not circular, prohibited. But if it was not a circular cut, then it would be permissible. So Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halachik Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Yosef said that the halacha follows Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Amar le Abaye, halacha mechlal to pligi. Abaye said, by the fact that you're saying that the halacha follows him, that indicates that somebody's arguing with him. But it doesn't necessarily mean that. If you look in the Mishnah, the rabbis say, Oros Levuvin is Asur Behana, and then Rav Yosef says, if it's a circular cut. So Rav Yosef said to him, what difference does it make whether I say halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel or not? Who cares? At the end of the day, the halacha follows Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Amrlei, so Abaye said back to him, again, Abaye was Rav Yosef's Talmud, Gemara Gamor Zmorta Tehe, said, Gemara Gamor Zmorta Tehe, what, are you trying to teach me a song? The bottom line is that as Rashi says, Ata malamdenu lomar halacha kemoso, you're teaching me that the halacha follows him, who take his emra balma, but it's just, you're basically teaching me a song, like, who cares? You're not telling me anything important. If you're my teacher, you don't need to say it. If no one's arguing really on the Mishnah, he's just explaining the Tanakhama, then you don't need to say halacha. It's obvious that it follows him. So the Gemara shouldn't be like a song. It should be clear, and therefore, there's no reason to say the halacha follows him if it's obvious. The Gemara continues, Basar nechnas la'avodas kachavim mutter. So the Mishnah told us that when meat is being brought into the place of worship of idolaters, then if you stop it before it gets there, then mutter, you can eat the meat. Assuming you could, assuming it's kosher, obviously. Or get hana from it if it's not kosher. Mantana, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan to look Rabbi Eliezer. It says Rav Yochanan that our Mishnah cannot follow Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Why? To ik Rabbi Eliezer ha'amar stam machsheves avodas kachavim la'avodas kachavim. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, whenever an idolater does something, his stam machsheva is for avodah zarah. So even if he hasn't brought the animal or the meat into the base of avodah zarah yet, it's still going to be considered prohibited because his machshava is always for idolatry. So when he shechted the animal, it was done for avodah zarah purposes. But our Mishnah doesn't take that approach, and our Mishnah says no. Only when it's brought into the base of avodah kachavim is it prohibited. But so long as it hasn't reached it yet, it would be permissible to get hana from it, if you stopped it in time, or if it was shechted properly, you could eat it as well. The Gemara continues based on the Mishnah of Hayotzei Aser Bibneshu Kizivchei Mesim. But once you take the meat, once the meat's been in the base of Avodah Zarah, and now it's being brought out, or you want to bring it out, that can no longer you can no longer benefit from it because it's considered Zivchei Mesim. It's like the sacrifices to their Avodah Zarah. My time, Gemara asks, what's the reason for this? Because it's impossible that we believe that it's impossible that this meat is not connected, has not been connected in some way to idolatry. So by virtue of the fact that it's in there, presumably there is some connection to Avodah Zarah. Money, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseri, who does our Mishnah follow? Whose opinion does it follow? Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseri. The Tanya, how do we know this? Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseri, Omer, minayin l'tikrovas avodas kochavim, shemetame ba'ohel. How do we know that tikrovas Avodah Zarah is so severe a prohibition that any tikrovas, it was just involved, it wasn't the Avodah Zarah itself, but it was supportive of Avodah Zarah. That itself is metame in an ohel. It can cause other things to be tame if it's there. Shenemar vayitzmedu leval peor vayochlu zivchei mesi ma mes metame ba'ohel af tikrovas avodas kachavim avodas metame ba'ohel. Just like a dead body impurifies everyone in the ohel, so too anything that was connected to Avodah Zarah, and obviously Avodah Zarah itself, would be metame be'ohel. So these are the explanations, essentially, of the two statements in the Mishnah, that when meat is going in, if you catch it before and then you intercept it, you could get benefit from it. Once it leaves the base of Avodas Kochavim, it would be asur b'hanah.